Good evening, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and I really apologize to all of my listeners today because I had a conference call. We were and ran overboard, lost track of the time, so forgive me. What the conference call was about was healing. Healing the symptoms that we're going through right now with these new energies coming in. So, welcome, Charlene. Thank you for joining us, darling.
Well, thank you for calling.
Even if we were 10 minutes late, huh?
Right. Well, that's okay. That's all right.
We had quite a few people on the telephone call and discussing some of the issues that our listeners call in about to be healed. And while we're talking about that, Charlene, let me give the number so people could call in who maybe need a healing. From what I heard on the conference call, there's a lot of people with symptoms out there. Our phone number here. Our phone number is 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, give us a buzz. It's 888-810-8322. Well, Charlene, an awful lot going on, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Yes, I should say. And a lot of people are... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you finish.
I was going to say a lot of people are having symptoms that are calling in. They're very, very tired and
yes.
low energy.
Yes. And so people with low energy and very tired, what do you usually say to them?
Well, part
of upper lip?
Well, get more rest. No, I usually say it's part of the energy field that we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and not only that, a lot of people, the cells are changing.
Yes.
And with that, when we recognize that the cells are making a lot of changes in their memory, people are going to be tired. It just seems like you're tired, low energy, discouraged. But don't be discouraged. Just say, oh, this is good stuff, and at the end, look what I get. That's what I say to God. I always say, oh, boy, I'm having a tough time getting around, but I know it at the end. I'll be glad. It's just temporary, right?
Well, Archangel Mikael gave us a little message before to the group who were on the conference call, and I'm going to mention it now because it might give people some hope who are going through all this. He said he wants people to understand that the spiritual hierarchy, the angelic realm, understand that we have challenges right now. And something that they are doing is they're monitoring the physical form to see if it's adjusting to the new energies. And Archangel Mikael has told us that these energies are from a spray from the supernova 1987A. And
right.
So they're monitoring this to make certain that the physical form is adjusting to these new energies and to make sure that we're going to survive. And he said if they felt that there was any difficulties in surviving, that they would place a shield around the planet to sift out some of the higher frequencies. So I sort of thought, you know, that's an interesting thing. It's telling us, you know, there might be a lot of us going through some difficulties right now clearing the physical. They're having symptoms, that's flu-like symptoms, lethargy, pains in the different parts of the body, elevated blood pressure. A lot of this stuff is going on right now. It's part of the energies that are coming in that's flushing out things that detoxifying the body, flushing out negative thoughts. And maybe we have somebody calling in that this rang a bell with.
Okay, good.
Hello, Carolyn and Charlene. This is Nancy.
Oh, hi, Nancy.
I want to thank you for that conference
Nancy
call.
Nancy from last week?
Yes. Well, I have something to report back to you.
Okay. All right.
And then Carolyn had told me to call in about the prosperity thing, but the report back was how you had cleared my the energies from my head for my headaches.
Yes.
And I've been using the green bands, the blocking angels, and I have been doing fine. I've only had one headache since then.
That's pretty wonderful, isn't it?
That is awesome. That is a miracle in itself.
That's right.
Well, I'm real glad to hear that. For the audience who maybe didn't hear the work that Charlene had done with you, explain the blocking angels. How do you use those, Nancy?
Okay, what I do is every morning before I even get out of bed now, I call on God and ask him to send the blocking angels to me. And then I visualize a green band coming down around me, starting from the top of my head, going clockwise all the way down to my feet and back up. And then
right.
I visualize one going counterclockwise all the way down and back up. And then I ask it to spiral all day long. Then I ask God to send in his light. And then I visualize gold, yellow, and white coming in to cocoon me within these green bands.
Right.
And they're actually keeping up with me working at the hospital. I from what I understand, there's a lot more negative energy coming towards me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was causing the headaches and the pain up there. And it's worked. I mean, it's a miracle. It's a blessing. I can't thank you enough, Charlene. It's just
Sure welcome.
It's changed my life as far as headaches go.
Oh, good.
Nancy, thank you so much because when Charlene does work, it takes a lot of effort on her part come and be on the radio and then to, you know, work with you ladies. And I know that has to make Charlene feel good to hear that what she did for you was of great assistance. And I want to thank you also for reminding us again about the blocking angels. I have to say, I hear so much of good things to be using that I had forgotten about the blocking angels.
Yeah, and you know what? And I didn't bring that up in the conference call today. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, when I'm talking to you now, duh. You know, you get so excited about everything else, it's just like, you know, it's become natural for me to do it every morning, and I just do it. And I know I've
shared
it with...
How long have you been doing that, Nancy?
Charlene told me 2 weeks, 2 Wednesdays ago. And I've been doing it since then, and I have spread it throughout the hospital with anybody that's willing to listen to me.
I love it.
And, you know, some do, and some kind of look at me, all right, Nancy, you know, you're off your rocker today. You know, talk to me later, you know, and that's okay. I just bless them and go about what I need to do.
Good for you.
You know what it is? There's not a picture of the blocking angels in the Bible.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why they don't believe you, dear.
Yeah, because I do work in a Catholic hospital.
Oh, heavens to Betsy, a blocking angel, mercy.
Oh, yes.
Good thing it's not the time of the Inquisition.
well,
thank you, dear.
It certainly works, that's for sure.
And now you had told me to call in and see if Charlene could do something with maybe unblocking the ability or inability for me to draw prosperity to me.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, that big prosperity issue.
You know, it has been an issue for the last 10. I've never been like this in the last 5 to 10 years. Oh, my gosh. It's just like one thing on top of the other.
Okay, but what happened? Let's go back a little bit. What happened about 12 years ago?
I got very sick. Yeah, and I've actually spent a fortune on Western doctors and naturopaths to try and heal myself. And I have just put myself into such a ridiculously high debt just trying to feel better.
Okay, so you were.
Maybe you didn't know about Charlene 5 years ago.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that would have helped, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're telling me you were in an accident?
No, I just got sick. I was diagnosed with the fibromyalgia and the chronic fatigue, and like just now, I was diagnosed with the Epstein-Barr virus and MRSA.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it just keeps coming at me, and the finances are just gone. I mean, I am, and I know it's got, there's something blocking me because it's just even hard to think about.
Well, let me check, let me ask God and see if, a lot of times without us being aware of it, in our ancestral line, years ago, they used to do what is called, they used to make an oath of poverty.
Oh, I want that taken away.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Did it quite a few times. Well, so what it does is it comes in on our DNA.
Oh, God.
If it comes in on the DNA, it's that if you start making X amount of money and you're prosperous and you're doing a fantastic job with supporting yourself and having fun, then all of a sudden the DNA comes into play and says, wait a minute, this is not the oath of poverty that my ancestors agreed upon.
That's what happened. I just know it. Because I was doing really, really good, and now it's like, oh, my gosh, what happened?
Okay, well, so if it's okay with you, what I'll do is I'll go in and have God pull that out of your DNA.
Oh, please do. Thank you.
Okay, just a minute.
You know, anybody that's been a priest or a monk, a nun, a knight, we've all taken vows of poverty.
And I have been a monk before.
We've done it all.
And I believe I was a nun, too. I can't remember. Somebody had told me a nun. So,
Let me explain another thing. The peasants used to, in the old country, the peasants, what they would do was take an oath of poverty, and all that they made, they kept a certain amount, but the rest of it all went to the kings.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it went to the royalty. And that was the oath of poverty. That showed their loyalty.
Well, they had very little. Some went to, some also went to the church and went to the king. They kind of divided it between if there was the church.
Right. And so it is an oath of poverty.
Uh-huh.
And so that comes in the DNA from your past ancestors. I always call it the morphogenetic field, but the morphic means more than one. So it's come in on more than one of your generational line.
Oh, my goodness.
And so also, if it comes in on that, it also can come in from the subconscious, which says, if anything within your background from conception to present time, or I call it the sphere of understanding, if at any time while you were growing up there was that poverty or that lack of, then what happens is the subconscious only understands lack. So if you start having a prosperous time, the subconscious say, wait a minute, I don't understand this. And it'll start sabotaging. So then you have it in more than one area. You can have it, like you say, in your past life, in your morphogenetic field, and in your subconscious. So what I'll do is go in and have God release it out of all of those areas of your being so that it's not part of your makeup anymore.
Oh, God bless you. Yes, I want that.
Okay.
I'll take two myself.
Okay. Well, it's kind of interesting. I know I mentioned this on the radio before, and that is that everyone that is listening, because we're all one.
Right.
And because we're all one, if I'm clearing you, Nancy, those that have the same issue, it will clear them as well.
Oh, amen.
Okay?
Yes. Oh, that's
wonderful.
So
you won't be just doing it for you. You'll be doing it for other light beings that want to have that shifted.
Hallelujah. That's awesome.
Okay, so let me go in
I'll
and do
say.
That. Okay, just a minute. You two can go ahead and have your conversation while Dad and I go in and work on you, okay?
Yeah, that's right. You play that. Nancy, it's like having two prizes in your Cracker Jack box.
Oh, yes.
You're cute. You're funny.
Well, yeah, you're doing it for
you. I've never heard that analogy, but I love it. It's okay.
Doing it for everybody else. I just love it.
Yes.
But, you know, your conference call was just amazing today.
Oh, did you feel that was helpful?
Oh, yes. It was very, very helpful.
I'm going to be doing things like that periodically, and thank you for bringing that up because that was a free conference call that I had given people who had pains and symptoms from this new energy. We had like a sharing, and we had quite a few people on the line who we talked about healing methods like we do on the show now. And then it was interesting, too, because other people had some thoughts to share also.
Oh, definitely. It was so helpful.
Uh-huh. I think we'll have to do another one of those again.
Oh, I agree. Count me in. And if you need any help with anything, count me in.
So I'm bringing this up. If anybody out there who is listening wants to join us on a future conference call, send me some email at carolyn@carolynevers.com, and I'll put you on the list for one of these conference calls.
And you know,
I was glad to get it.
Yeah. And you know, it was another amazing thing. I had no clue about the emotional part of it, and someone said, you know, their emotions are going on all haywire.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm not a crying person, and I have been crying for no reason. I will just look at something and start crying, and it's like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And then at the conference call, there you go. It's the energies.
Do you remember what you could be doing to help with that? I bet you don't.
Which one? The body scan?
Well,
I mean, I
no,
took
this
so many
was,
notes
this,
today.
Yeah, no, that was good to find stuck negative energies in the body, but I was talking about going into the geometric field.
Oh, yes. And, you know, I got a beautiful picture of one off the Internet that I actually printed out because I think it was at the last Archangel Mikael conference call that you brought that up. And so I got on the Internet and found a picture of it, and I just haven't tried it yet, but it's sitting on my table to try tonight.
Well, I'm going to mention this to the audience after Charlene finishes with you.
Oh yeah, I.
Okay, now
that.
How are you feeling right now?
You know, I feel really very positive right now. I mean, I was positive before, but I'm talking louder. I'm getting more excited, and I feel like something's happened. Like
okay,
maybe.
What I want you to write down.
Okay.
I want you to write down that. Money is God in action.
Money.
Oh, I like that.
Is God
okay
in action?
Because all energy belongs to God, and so when you're bringing prosperity to you, you're bringing God's love and being manifested. Because God manifesting money is God's love. So you put down God is manifested with my receiving money. What he did was put in that you deserve it, and you now accept it. You can deserve all you want and not accept.
There you go. Yeah.
So he put in that you now accept it. Changed this past life, the subconscious, your morphogenetic field, your cell memory from the soul level, and then changed it also in the heart mind, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. You too.
So let's watch it flow in.
Yes, I'm going to watch it flow in, and I'm going to let you know all about it. And I will share it.
Yes.
God bless you guys.
I appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, oh, definitely. You know I will.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, God bless you.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
Just a reminder, folks, give us a call at 877-876-5227. Nancy we were talking to Nancy while you were doing this playing with God.
Yeah.
We were talking about a geometric shape, the octahedron, and how you can use that to help balance your system. And I use it to bring down my blood pressure when it becomes elevated. And it really does run through a cycle with these energies coming in. And so if you imagine a pyramid, and then you've got the base of the pyramid, of course, and then imagine another pyramid on the bottom of that with the two bases of both of those pyramids being together, it forms what looks like on paper to be a diamond shape, but actually it's three-dimensional, an octahedron. And so what you do is you imagine yourself inside of that, and the base coming across the heart chakra, and that will help stabilize the emotions. Nancy was talking about how emotional she's been getting with the new energy. So just, we discussed that on the conference call, just a little thought to everyone. And we have somebody else calling in.
Hello,
your name?
Karen. Hello.
Hi.
This is Brian from Indiana.
Hi, Brian.
How you doing? Hey, I like some of Nancy's bliss.
Oh, you're
so
still on Bliss. I love it.
Yeah.
Bliss is special.
Hello, Charlene.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. And you?
Pretty good. I had a question for you.
Okay.
I would like, if you can look into my energy field, and
okay.
I would like anything that is blocking me, I need a clearing, anything that is blocking me from seeing into the angelic realm.
Ah. Okay. Can I ask you a question about that?
Yes.
What do you feel like would be the consequences if you did?
Nothing but love.
Nothing but love?
Yes.
Okay. Would you have those that would probably be unkind if they knew about it?
No.
No?
I mean, someone, it depends on who, if I would share it or not. It just depends on the individual.
Okay, it would depend, right?
It depends on the individual.
But you could not be open about it, could you?
I will be open.
I'm asking you.
Yes, I choose to be open with it.
Okay. The reason I'm asking you is those that did this in the past life,
yes.
There was a lot of persecution,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of violence. So in order for you to remove the block, because you asked for the block to be removed, right?
Yes.
Part
and
of that can
it...
be the fact that there could be a fear of persecution or violence if you did open it up.
Right. I want to remove the blockage where...
Does that ring true to you?
Yes.
Okay. Now let me ask God if that's true with you and if there's something else that we need to know. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay, just a minute.
Oh, such fascinating work that can be done today. Isn't that the truth, Brian?
Yes, it is. I wanted to thank you on a conference call on Sunday, the past Sunday. Was it the 27th? Of May, that was very beautiful.
They have been so beautiful, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian, he said the other thing that you have that's blocking you is the fear in the past, in your past life, was that those that you cared about were persecuted because of your ability.
Hmm.
Now, what we'll do is go in and remove that.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes, pull all of it, please.
Okay, does that ring true to you at all?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right, let's go in and do that. Just a minute.
you know, so in the past, Brian, so many of the light workers who were, how shall I say this, at the beginning of the wave, you know, they were at the beginning of all these waves of enlightenment in the past. We've been persecuted so many times.
Yes.
Going to be different this time, though.
Yeah, my confidence builds, and I just feel so warm when, you know, with these energies coming in. I can feel them almost on daily. I can
feel
my heart.
Do you feel them fluctuate?
Yes, my heart fluctuates a lot, my chest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, between courage and love, pushing and pulling. So, of course, it
mm-hmm.
does, yes.
Mm-hmm. If you need a little balance with that, try that geometric shape that we were talking about earlier, Brian.
Yes, I like that, how you point that out, the geometry. That's beautiful.
Yes, and see yourself sitting inside of it.
Yes.
It's amazing how that works. I think Charlene must still be working. I find that works for myself.
Yes, it does. I've been sitting and just allowing myself to try and absorb white light, what you call the spiritual light.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good. That's where the heat just resonates from my heart, and it just surrounds my body, and I just feel like a glow, you know. But I would like the blockages to remove to be able to see these things easily, you know, with allowing it with my meditations.
Well, something that is in the near future, the cherubim are, they were instructing me using this geometric shape, how to spin it.
Is it kind of like the Merkaba? The Merkaba? The rotating fields of light?
I want to see if Charlene is, I'll answer that, but I want to see if Charlene is wanted to, were you finished, Charlene?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay. You finish with him, dear.
Okay. One of the things that I saw was at the beginning in a past life, you did, because of your ability, what they did is that they could not necessarily persecute you, so therefore they were persecuting those that you loved.
Which made it hurt for me.
And so there was a lot of fear associated with that. And so what he did was pull out all the fear of that, and then what he ended up doing was, which was kind of cool, because he removed it, pulled it out of your past life, your DNA, pulled it out of your subconscious. Then he also released it, canceled it, and replaced it with God's love and opened up all of your sensories.
Thanks.
In other words, your crown chakra, your third eye, your throat chakra, your heart, your solar plex, and opened all of those back up for you in the base root.
And meditation, Charlene, that'll help maintain that, won't it?
Yes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you just take just a moment and see if you can see those energies rotating. Just take a minute and see if you can feel it.
I feel the heat from my heart, that's for sure.
Okay, good. Because actually, they were closed off and they weren't quite opened as much as they need to be for you to be able to go to the place you want to. And apparently you're very, very intuitive. Is that correct?
Apparently I'm so. I guess it's what they call the knowingness. Some have the clairaudient, clairsentencing. Mine's kind of clairsentencing. I can feel a lot of energy around me, but I could never see it. And I would love to learn to be able to actually have those blockages removed where I can see them.
Well, they've been removed. It's what I was telling you. You
thank
enclosed
you.
Them up because you could see the persecution in your past life with those you loved. And so that fear shut you down.
See,
and
I
so
used
that's been all removed. It's been totally removed.
Thank
and
you.
And so you will probably be much more intuitive in all areas of
thank
your
you.
Psychic abilities, okay?
That's what I've been wanting. Thank you, son, and God bless.
You're sure welcome.
Don't go, Brian. I wanted to tell
you
something.
I wanted to talk with you about that, yes.
Now, I wanted you to finish with Charlene because she certainly deserves the gratitude and
you,
the honor,
Charlene.
And I wanted to give her
yes.
that. Yes.
Thank you, Charlene.
You're welcome.
Now, this spin is a little different. I was working with a cherubim yesterday.
Yes.
And you get inside of the octahedron, and you imagine that spinning around you to the right and then spinning it around to the left simultaneously. This can't be done in this dimension, but if you desire it, if you will it, it will be done in the next higher dimension.
Okay.
In other words, you can't spin the opposites in this dimension, but you can will it to do it in the next dimension.
Hmm.
And what they told me is this makes light because we are standing waves. Humanity is a standing wave like other matter.
Yes.
And when try it and see, since you have this ability to sense things
yes.
and feel energy, work with that and let me know how
yes.
it turns out for you.
Yes, thank you so much. And yes, that's
what you
what
might
was...
want to do is first work with the geometry and just sit in that for a while, because if you do it all at one time, you could get dizzy.
Is it like the shape of a soccer ball? Is that what kind it is, or a stop sign? Is it
no.
octagon? Or...
No, it's like it's the shape of a kind of like a diamond, and but it's four-sided. It's like a pyramid.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That
gives me a good visualization.
You.
Yeah.
It's like
two.
A pyramid.
It's two pyramids. One pointing
right.
upward and one pointing
oh.
downward.
Okay.
So
okay.
if you were to draw it on paper, it would look like a diamond. But if you look at it in three dimensional, you know, you see some Christmas decorations like this, where they're kind of diamond-shaped and they're three-dimensional, but they hang on the Christmas tree?
Yes.
Are you familiar
How did you
with
know
that?
Huh? How did you know that?
How did I know what?
That's amazing. But
What's
yes,
amazing?
You're exactly right. The funny thing about that, Carolyn, is I do see those patterns. When I was about 13, I'll just share this with you real quick, that diamond shape that you guys were mentioning, I looked through that. That's how I see it sometimes through my third eye. And into those dreams I've been
right.
having, I
oh,
see through
cool.
that diamond shape. It's like a third eye or sensory. I could see.
Okay, now
it's
see
so vivid.
The third eye. Now, Brian, see the third eye
yes.
is like what she's talking about. Look at it in the diamond shape, and then have it do a rotation going clockwise, and then see the other dimension of the circle going counterclockwise, one within the other. And then see if that pulls through your ability to see better.
Huh.
Okay?
Thank you so
what
much.
What that does, Brian,
yeah.
is that that makes light.
Ah.
When you do, because we are a standing wave, when you do that, you are creating light.
That's why the heat's been in my forehead a lot. I've been having these, like, sweats. This heat
mm-hmm.
resonating from my forehead, like around my third eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's yes.
Work with it
but
and no. call us back and let me know how that turns out for you, because there's a lot more coming about this.
Okay.
I had a long session with the cherubim yesterday on this very topic.
Huh. Well, that's fascinating. Thank you so much, Charlene, and thank you, Carolyn.
You're
thank
welcome,
you so much.
Brian. Just call us back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. God bless both of you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. You
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Charlene, while we're talking about this, I want to remind the audience that you do private work with individuals, and they can call you for a private session, not on the air. Why don't you give your telephone number?
My telephone number is 801-944- 9346.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
And my, yes? Were you going to say something? I didn't want to call.
Nope.
Okay, we have another caller, and your name, please.
Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
I've talked with you before, and I'm so pleased to be able to talk with you again. Yes, I would like to be able to manifest my clairvoyant abilities and use them even better. Oh,
rang a little bell with you, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It did. It did. I'm so pleased.
You know, one of the things that I'm finding that when I have clients, how many people are coming forward with those abilities but have been fearful, like we were talking about with Brian, being fearful in that past life is coming through with fear associated with being, having those psychic abilities. People don't like the word psychic, but psychic in Greek means the pathway to the soul. And so when people have that higher vibrational frequency, they can tune into the God frequency more readily for support and help.
Absolutely.
So
I remember.
I'm finding more and more people that have that.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I remember attending a prosperity class with a very lovely teacher, and all of my fear came up. And it was like, you know, I'm supposed to be controlled and know what I'm doing. I'm looking like a blithering idiot. It was a memory that came up from the soul that said, you know, I used to be able to bow my head and pray, and whatever would needed, whatever the village needed would appear for them. And then as they lost faith with spirit, less and less could be manifested, so they just didn't like the person who wasn't manifesting well.
Okay.
And just the whole lifetime came up, and it was really yucky. And I asked for forgiveness for everybody involved. But I would like that fear removed, and I would like to be able to manifest in that way. I really
manifest
would.
The prosperity.
Yes.
Okay. Just we'll do that, and you two can visit. Well, now's your higher source is God, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Let's go in and have him take care of that. We'll do the oath of poverty. It's kind of interesting how many generations. When you look at history, how many generations of people really lived within that belief system that God would bless them if they took the oath of poverty.
Mm.
And they felt like that was their pathway back to heaven. As if they lived in that belief system of taking an oath of poverty, and that's what they did.
Denial of abundance and grace and the ability to help others doesn't even seem logical to be in such.
Well, that's basically, when you look at it, those that have the abundance have the capacity to serve more readily to others.
Yes.
Because God's made this world made up of interchange of money. You know, it used to be commodities. Now it's money. That we interchange, but it makes it possible for us to be able to serve in a greater capacity, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll have God go in and change that for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rosemary, if I recall, one of the last times you called the show, weren't you the one that had remembered all these past lifetimes?
The one in Lemuria where I just called, it was where the there was a great debate at council whether it's
yes.
Wounded
soldiers. I found that so fascinating.
And I kind of misplaced your number. Maybe I should ask to have my memory fixed.
Send me an email, Carolyn@carolynevers.com. We need to have a little chat about some of these memories from the past.
Well, it's been a great romp through the galaxy, and
let me ask you a question. If you remember this, do you remember when humanity decided that they were going to disconnect the emotional body from the spiritual body? And I think this happened in Atlantis because It was right after the connection with source was broken. In other words, when Avanis fell and we came down to the lower dimension, we had a vibrational connection with source before then. And it was so painful to, at one time, feel the connection to source and then have it broken.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain was so great, humanity decided that they were going to disconnect those two bodies because they couldn't stand the pain of the loss of the memory of how that felt being connected to source. I was just wondering if you remembered that.
It feels familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Can't see. It's like what I'm sensing, feeling is another great debate, and some saying that it was definitely worth any cost to remain connected, and some saying, well, we're just going to do what works. And it's very strange.
Well, I think you were right. I think that there was a great debate on that, and humanity went with the concept of separating those two bodies because the pain was so great.
Mm-hmm. And that's when we lost several of our, there were others that came with the life wave that manifested in animal form. They actually split off and went into a different dimension rather than to experience a separateness from God.
Well, I've got some good news for you.
Are they coming back?
Yep.
Oh, wonderful.
That's what the cherubim are working on.
Thank you.
Making
I want to ask you. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. I wanted you to join in on this, Charlene.
Well, I just wanted to let you know I've finished. I'm through, you guys. I'm through. No. I was wondering. I was told something. Are you in your own business, or are you interested in your own business?
For the past 20 years, I've run my own business.
Aha. And how well are you doing?
Adequate.
Ah. See, that's... All of a sudden, I see your own business.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had those blocks that kept you from it just flowing in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I wanted to ask you, because it looks to me like you're just fine now. And so it's just going to flow.
Oh, thank you. I so want to work with these beautiful children that are coping with an antiquated school system that is 100 years out of date. That doesn't take into account that their brains are maturing in different ways.
They are.
And we just really need to introduce things earlier. Algebra and geometry should be introduced earlier, not later. And okay, I'm sorry, just believe that. And
well, there was a gentleman from Japan who was being interviewed by Charlie Rose, and they were comparing the American school system to the Japanese school system, and the gentleman from Japan was talking about how math was introduced much earlier and how they not only stressed it, he said they forced it in the beginning and made the children become involved with math, and now they love it and how much further advanced they are. And we take the position, you know, that math isn't really gotten in too deeply until what, high school?
Correct. And by then, it's almost like learning a foreign language to children.
Yeah, they're not interested then.
No, they're not. They're that's when their hormones have kicked in, and they're interested in other things.
And they're not thinking correctly anyway, huh? No. Well, there's definitely confusion, that's for sure.
They're confused. I mean, you know, and it's just that's hard enough to get through a day and be nice to everybody.
Right. That's right.
Oh, Rosemary, you are a delight. Send me your email. We've got to have a little conversation about some of these past memories. That would be fun, don't you think?
I think it would be, and I want to thank Charlene so much for this healing.
Give me some feedback, because it looked to me that's what I was told, that was your own business.
Mm-hmm.
And was to reassure you that all the blocks were removed, so that it can just flow in now.
Cool. What I'm writing and doing, I think I would like to just be able to write and give some of this information out in a gentle way.
Okay. All right. What I want to say about that is call back. Give me an exact agenda of what you're going to write and how it's going to be presented, and we'll put it in the God field.
Okay.
Exactly. Very precise, okay?
Exactly.
And we'll put it in there, and when you put it out there in the quantum field, it'll flow in as precisely how you got to tell you, how you tell it to be in.
Cool.
And it'll come about, okay?
Thank you. I'd like to be a noted authoress.
that sounds
tell
good.
The truth in a very funny way. Just to share with you one more thing, I wound up saying to someone today, please understand, you're not sick, you're not crazy, you're just lacking information of a sound psychological nature that would have set you free 2 decades ago.
I think maybe you ought to write that down and send it to me.
Well, she was wonderful and sweet, and she got on it right away, and it was like watching Starburst go off. It was just really lovely.
Thank you, Rosemary. Call us again. You're just a delight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye. God bless.
You know, Charlene, the more I hear you work, the more I am just amazed at what you and God does. You just fascinate me.
Is that right?
All my little buttons. What?
Well, it was kind of interesting. He said, well, she's got her own business. And I go, I know, but she got it now or it's going to have it. He says, well, and I just saw the energy flowing into her. And that's why I wanted to ask her.
Hey, one quick question.
Okay.
When a block is removed, do you actually see this being removed?
Uh-huh.
What does it look like?
Well, it looks to me like, well, like, for instance, when I was looking at Brian's, it was showing me a past life.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought the fear came from the persecution of him, but it looked like a persecution of the children that was with him because of his ability. And that just put in a tremendous block, not only in his past life, but in this one, in his cell memory. It was just blocking him completely. So when you see the block being removed, it's kind of different with some people. Some of it, I see it as just energy. It's like one time I see, it's kind of like on a cloudy day, you know, when it's really going to have a bad storm or something. I'm trying to find something to have demonstrate it. And then all of a sudden it's like the storm is released and this bright sun starts beaming through, which changes the energy flow.
Just amazing.
That's the best description I can tell you.
Well, folks, we're going to be going off the air. I just want to say real quickly that there's a lot of information coming in because this truly is a new age that is upon us. And if you go to my website, www.carolynevers.com, check out Journey to the Other Side. This is some beautifully, incredibly beautiful work that you might be interested in that the masters are giving us. And one more time from you, real quick, Charlene, give the folks your phone number, and then we're going to say goodbye.
Okay, 801-944-9346. Bye, everybody. We love you.
Bye, everyone. See you next week.
Okay, bye.